You are listening to Empower Me with Ari. Kings and queens, real people, this is Queen Ari. I wanted to get on here to share this with you. There is always something in your house. You may be asking, what do I mean by that? So, as I was reading 2 Kings chapter 4, God began to just speak to me and reiterate this to me. There is something always in your house, but we must remember this. Because at times we can go through life thinking we don't have enough or fearful or afraid. However, I like to remind you that God is on the inside of us. And He can help us have not only what we need, but to have abundance in order to help others, in order to change the trajectory of our lives for the better. So again, if we start with 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1, it speaks about one of the wives of the sons of the prophets, her husband had passed away. And then she was left with some debt that left her kind of in a place of fearfulness. If we go there, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and that in the creditor is to come to take my two sons to be bondmen." So reading this first verse makes it clear that the wife of the sons of the prophets, of course, was uncomfortable. She was not only uncomfortable, but afraid. At times we can get to that point of not understanding why external circumstances happen to what seems, you know, like no fault of our own. But I want you and I to pay attention to this. She was not alone with her issues because God's servant was there, Elisha. This can represent, of course, God being there because God worked through people most of the time as a representation of himself. Let's go to the next part of that scripture in verse 2. It says, "And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? And she said, Thine handmaiden have not anything in the house save a pot of oil." So to translate that, she said, literally, your servant has nothing at all in the house but a jar of oil. God's servant asked the wife of the sons of the prophets, what would you like me to do? He literally asked, what do you already have accessibility to? What's already accessible? What is already accessible in your house? See, this point is huge due to times where things seem to be out of control, as if there's no way out and we don't see what is literally right in front of us. Even though the jar of oil, seemed of little value or small, very small, it was still something. And that is the key. Even though we may think in our lives kind of like that, oh, we have a little gift to sing or to draw, it's still something. We must understand that we always have something in our house. And that's the beautiful part. We have to begin to open up our eyes to see them. True indeed, at times it may take another person to pull out of us what's on the inside of us in order to be able to see that thing, but we have to know that it is there. Again, other people at times can reiterate the importance of what we have, what we already carry. I want to encourage us all today to look inside. Look again at what you already have in you. What is in your house, literally and figuratively? It's so easy to look on the outside or to ignore what God has already equipped us with at times. But again, I encourage us all to take this time right now. Look again. Look again to assess what God has given you, given me. It's important as well because it has value. The ideas for the inventions that God has given you is important. And myself as well, the intelligence or the gift of wisdom to help other people solve problems is valuable. The precious Holy Spirit that we have on the inside of us is important, very valuable. The business ideas that God has given us matters. The hobbies that we absolutely used to love to do but somehow stopped at some point was literally helping to prepare us for one of the greatest breakthroughs. Get back to it. Look again, kings and queens. It's in our house. The wife of the sons of the prophets had what she needed for a miracle to be initiated. Even though she only had one jar of oil, it was enough to spark abundance as she obeyed the voice of the prophet Elisha to identify what she already had. Then she went to get more vessels, empty vessels. Let's read the next part of this passage. Verse 3 says, "Then he said, go borrow vessels brought by neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few." Verse 4 says, "And when thou come in, thou shalt shut the door with you and your sons and pour out into those vessels, and thou shalt set aside which is full." And so I'm going to also read this other version. This is the New World Translation Scriptures version. It says, "Then he said, go outside, ask for containers from all your neighbors, empty containers. Do not limit yourself to a few. Then go in and close the door behind you and your sons. Fill all these containers and set the full ones aside." So she left. See, listen, kings and queens, the wife of the sons of the prophet already had oil, which again was enough. She just had to go get more containers to pour what she already had access to that was in her house. As she did that, the oil kept going and going and going until she ran out of containers. God will help us if we continue to trust him for the guidance. I want us to finish a passage because we'll begin to see the abundance. Verse 5. "So she went from him and she shut the door, her and her sons. And her sons brought the vessels unto her and she poured." And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, "Bring me yet another a vessel." And he said unto her, "There is not a vessel more." And the oil stayed. I'm going to read this in the other translation. It says, when she closed the door behind her and her sons, they passed the containers to her and she kept pouring. When the containers were full, she said to one of her sons, "Bring me another container." But he said to her, "There are no more containers," and that the oil stopped. Verse 7, then she came to and told the man of God and said, then she came and told the man of God and he said, "Go. Sell the oil and pay the debt and live thou and thy children off the rest." And so the other version, which is easier to understand for a lot of people, verse 7, "So she came in and she told the man of the true God and he said, go sell the oil and pay off your debts and your sons can live from what is left." Listen. Kings and queens, the part that really jumped out at me just now as we was reading was in verse 6, "and it came to pass." That's so powerful, when the vessels were full. That part is so powerful because God does not lie. God literally, as the Bible talk about it, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of a man that he should have to repent. If he said it, listen, we have to understand that it's going to happen. It's going to come to pass. See, the oil didn't stop until the container stopped. If she would have had more containers, the oil would have kept going. The oil started again in the house and increased the house. It caused the wife of the sons of the prophet to start a business per se. It caused her to become a seller or supplier of precious good per se. What you currently have in your house can again change the trajectory of your life for the better. You can wake up one day thinking or knowing there's a major need that needs to be met, but then go to bed after obeying God, not only with your needs met, but also meeting the needs of other people. How powerful is that? It's in the house. What do you have, kings and queens? Don't limit yourself. There is an abundance of God on the inside of you and I. Go and sell, per se, like, you know, they were talking about in the Bible. You and your family can live from what's left after you sell, start the business, do the invention, and etc. Your debts can be paid using what's in the house. Follow God's voice and his direction to activate what you already have. It's in your move or even obedience. To have debt is a choice, but the wife of the sons of the prophets chose to be debt-free and have abundance to live on the rest. So take a moment to understand what is in your house. Love you all. Remember to renew your mind. It is the gold mine.
Empower me with Aerie.